You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Jewel Tankard, the founder of the Millionaires Club, which empowers women to become educated in money matters, trust their own financial good, and invest boldly through her monthly webinar series, Millionaires Club, a $29 subscription and annual conference, Millionaires Club Conference 2019, which is in April of next year. Jewel offers affordable access to sound and uplifting financial advice. Ladies, this sounds awesome, and Jewel, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time. So tell us what prompted you to start the Millionaires Club.
Well, you know, I had just a couple of things. One of the main things that really inspired me was growing up in a household of entrepreneurs, my parents being the first, some of the first people to go into retail downtown Detroit in the 70s. And I saw us live a pretty amazing life, you know, his and her Rolls Royce, his and her Mercedes. I had housekeepers, cooks, drivers, private schools my whole life. And then at 19, we lost everything. I was devastated. All of the cars were repossessed within 6 months time frame. After about a year, the house was foreclosed on, and it was pretty devastating to my family. And I was 19, like I said, at the time, as a freshman at Michigan State, and I was asking my mom questions like, hey, didn't we have any money saved? Did we have any money invested? Did we have anything paid off? And our answer to everything was, you know, your father thought this, your father said this. And I quickly learned that my mom did not trust her own financial instinct at all. And just over the years, seeing women go through divorces or maybe their husband gets sick or dies, and they're just being totally clueless about the finances. And I said, I've got to do something about this. I got to start talking to women about financial education and investing, because most of them really just don't think about money like that.
And how many times do we hear about that topic right here on this program? So this is awesome what you have in place. What's one thing you would want every female entrepreneur to know?
I would want them to know, never ever get someone else's permission to succeed. Never ever feel like you can't trust your own gut. You know, I always tell women, you know, it's fine to run a decision by your boyfriend or your husband or whatever. And if they decide not to do it, respect their right not to do it, but respect your right to do it.
And for those entrepreneurs that are already investing, what changes may they need to make?
Well, I think that they need to understand that, you know, there are old rules of money and then there are new rules of money. And a lot of maybe our wealth strategists that we've heard from in the past talk to us about traditional things like, you know, all entrepreneurs have a 403B, or in some cases they may have a 401K if they came out of corporate into business, you know, have your traditional annuity, mutual fund, CD. All of those products are great, but they're very, very conservative. Most people never become wealthy because of an annuity unless they're able to put down a large capital investment to start with. And so though those products are what most people know about, I really want to encourage them to look into things like learning how to trade cryptocurrency, learning how to trade foreign exchange market, learn about investing in oil wells and crypto mining rigs and real estate. And so some of the more innovative products that, you know, maybe they don't hear as much about with a traditional maybe wealth manager, to really look into the new rules of money and connect with people that move in those spaces.
And certainly appreciate your input in all regards. Today we're joined by Jewel Tankard, the founder of the Millionaires Club, which empowers women to become educated in money matters, trust their own financial gut, and invest boldly here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jewel, for the mompreneur, what advice would you give for growing a business without creating resentment within your family?
Yeah, you know, that's such a good question, because I think that's one of the things that most women deal with is mommy guilt or wife guilt or, you know, who's going to take care of my children or who's going to cook dinner. And what I always tell women, most of them don't realize it, but they're really multidimensional. And don't be afraid to get help. You know, you might give yourself a goal and say, you know, once my business hits, you know, let's just say, for example, $6,000 a mark month where I'm actually bringing that in, I'm going to go ahead and hire that housekeeper. I'm going to go ahead and hire that cook or maybe that driver that at least picks my kids up from school. Maybe I'll take them to school so that way I'm still engaged, I'm still hands-on, but I'll do the dropping off and I'll let them do the picking up. I think one of the main things that any woman needs to know that's a mom that's at home, that your success is going to be a huge inspiration eventually to your children and your husband. And then don't be afraid to have a family meeting and say, hey, these are mom's goals. I know you guys are used to me being home and used to me doing everything, but these are my goals. And ultimately, you know, if I'm able to, you know, gross this amount of money, then I'm going to be able to maybe put you guys in that private school or opposed to you guys going to the Boys and Girls Club or YMCA for the summer, I'm going to send you to, you know, Europe, University of Scotland. So talk to them about your vision. Talk to them about your goals and make sure that they see themselves as benefactors in your success. So this is not mommy doing her own thing, but I'm actually incorporating my husband. I'm incorporating the family. Maybe your husband wanted that new garage, and you say, honey, as a gift to you for you supporting me, I'm going to, you know, get that new garage painted or have it built. So I think that making sure that they see how they're going to benefit from your success.
Some good stuff right there, and I couldn't agree more, and that absolutely, that action would spell success, no doubt. Lastly, how do you keep from becoming stagnant or stale with your goals?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're so right in that, and I think with women in particularly, because most women do business from an emotional standpoint, and I think reading books like Emotional Intelligence, my book, The Millionaire's Lifestyle, another book that's out there is Emotional Intelligence 2.0 or Switch on Your Brain. And basically these books help you to develop emotionally because you can set a goal today because it's a nice dream, right? But then you realize it's really going to take consistency. It's going to take diligence. It's going to take a real work ethic. And I think that's why it's important to get around people that are not just self-employed, but they understand big business, they understand technology, they understand logistics and systems. Because these are going to be all things that are really, really important to your business. Because you may have an idea for a business, but it's antiquated. You know, you want to make sure that it lines up with the Uber economy, that it fits in this digital space, and that you don't run from technology and you don't run from your idea. It might be a good idea, but the thing is you've got to be able to make everything with a tech spin on it. You know, can you make an app for it? You know, having a traditional clothing store may not be the idea, right, because you got overhead. But what if you created an app where people could try on your clothes or, you know, just make sure that you make it innovative with whatever your idea is so that it'll have longevity and that it can not just be a local business, but ultimately a global business.
Jewel, it's been great to have had you and to meet you, and we thank you for what you're doing in the space and for joining us here today. Where can listeners be in touch with you and get all the information on the Millionaires Club and your events coming up next year?
Absolutely. So everything is online, JewelTankard.com. All of my social media, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram is all Jewel Tankard. And the conference is coming up April 6th in Detroit, Michigan, 2019. And all of that information is on JewelTankard.com as well.
And that certainly works. Again, Jewel, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a prosperous 2019.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have been speaking with Jewel Tankard, the founder of the Millionaires Club, which empowers women to become educated in money matters, trust their own financial gut, and invest boldly. And for all the details, visit JewelTankard.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com. /live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.